Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, let's talk about uncommon sense. You know, you say that certain people have common sense, certain people have, it's almost like street sense, you know, you're street smart or whatever. And a lot of people, I think, agree with some of the statements that I'm going to lay out here, but they don't normally act like it. You know, they agree that these things are common sense, but then do just the opposite in real life. At first glance, each of these statements seem like basic common sense that everybody agrees with. But when we look at the way people actually behave with their money in particular, it seems that common sense is actually a bit uncommon. So we're calling this segment of our conversation today Uncommon Sense. Buy low and sell high. Everybody knows that's true, and that's what you should do. But there are so many people who completely do the opposite when it comes to their money, right?
Absolutely. So you're not going to find anybody that would disagree with that. But what makes it so difficult is basically emotion, which is our worst enemy when we're investing. So the two main emotions we have with investing are greed and fear. The problem is that we have greed at the top, at market tops, which makes us invest more and more and more because we have this tremendous fear of missing out. And then at the bottom, we have fear of losing all of our money, which makes us sell at or near the bottom. So you do exactly what you don't want to do. You buy high because of greed, and you sell low because of fear. So I've mentioned this phrase a lot on this show over the months. You can't buy low if you didn't sell high. Now that sounds kind of cute and kind of funny, but it's absolutely true. You have to have cash available at the bottom in order to buy something at the bottom. So Ron, I'm convinced that each of us as investors, and me absolutely as an advisor, I need some sort of time-proven mechanism, not my gut and not my client's gut, but some sort of mechanism that tells me when to reduce exposure to the stock market. I think the analogy is it's impossible to avoid rainstorms. And frankly, you ought to just pop up an umbrella, but you absolutely want to have a hurricane indicator if you live in hurricane country. Sometimes it's just really important to get off the island. So when your indicator tells you this is a common rainstorm, no big deal. You ride those out. They don't generate much fear. But a hurricane, you want to make sure that you've really battened down the hatches. So in the financial world, you do have cash at the bottom, and you're not so fearful because you didn't ride the whole thing down to the bottom.
You're scaring me now, David, talking about all these hurricanes and earthquakes and everything else that we have these days.
I should have thought up a tornado analogy here in the Midwest, but yeah, I went exactly with rainstorms and hurricanes.
We're talking about uncommon sense. You know, we say common sense things. We all agree that they're accurate and that we ought to abide by them, but then a lot of us don't do that. Another thing is that we all want to pay our fair share when it comes to taxes. And so the common sense thing is we want to pay our fair share, but we don't want to pay more than our fair share. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. But still, a lot of people end up paying a lot more taxes than they should. Why is that?
Well, I think it's because a lot of the focus in this country is on tax preparation. Let's just get it done before April 15th versus tax planning. Mm-hmm. And tax planning is difficult, and consequently, it doesn't get done by a lot of people. So, Ron, one of the biggest opportunities I see for our clients and for the people that I meet with, the whole difference between IRAs and 401ks versus Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. And that has become bigger with this little window of opportunity we've got right now with reduced tax rates. I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail as to why I'm convinced tax rates are going up or way up in the future, but I'm convinced they are. But every listener has to understand this. You have a partner in your IRA and your 401k, and I'm not talking about your spouse. Your partner is the IRS because all you have done is defer a really large tax liability to them. And the problem is they haven't told you the rate at which they're going to tax you in the future. So, basic example, if you've saved $1 million in your 401k, you don't have $1 million for retirement. You've got about $650,000 for your retirement and about $350,000 for the IRS and the folks over in Topeka or Jeff City, depending on what state you live in. So it's kind of tough to retire when you don't know how much you have. Right now, they would own about $350,000 of your IRA. But there's really good evidence historically to say that in the future, they're going to own maybe 40% of that IRA or 45% of that IRA. The more you have, the more you're wearing a tax target, the bigger the opportunity is for you to do something about that today.
You're listening to Financial Straight Talk with David Dickens. And David, another common sense statement that I can make is that you ought to keep costs low. It's no secret at all that lower costs within your investments will allow your money to grow faster, but people still end up with instruments with high fees. Why is that?
They do, and I think it's because they really just don't pay attention, or sometimes those fees and commissions are hidden. So I break it down into two different main categories. Commissions, those usually end up in things like annuities or master limited partnerships or mutual funds or just stocks and bonds that you buy at a brokerage firm. Fees tend to be well hidden in the mutual funds that you might own. Variable annuities, oh my gosh, those are, you know, 3-4% a year in fees. And then your fee-based advisor, like me, typically the fee is somewhere under 1% to maybe as much as 1.75% a year for the assets you have under management with that advisor. And what you want to make sure is that you're getting some really good investment advice, some good general financial advice, maybe some tax advice, maybe some estate planning advice, but that you're getting something of value for what you're paying and you know how much you're paying. You know, Ron, just a quick aside, I think the most sickening thing I see are variable annuities. So for instance, if you had a $200,000 variable annuity and you're paying 3.5% fee, which is really common for a variable annuity, over 10 years, that's $70,000 in fees. Things like mortality fees, mortality expense fees, administrative fees, marketing fees, sub-accounting fees, and it's all very murky. Every CPR that I do for a prospective client who has a variable annuity, we always call the annuity company. And these people are, the folks sitting in my office are always shocked to know that they're paying 3.5% or 4% in fees. Well, I'm not shocked because I know what the insurance company is going to tell us on that call. But it really doesn't make the point until that client hears the insurance company tell them. If you've got a variable annuity, make sure that you are getting the benefits out of it that you want because you're being charged a lot of fees for it.
Okay, here's another one for you, David. We're talking about common sense statements, statements that we've all heard our entire lives. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Most people out there understand the importance of being diversified, but still don't do a good job of really, truly diversifying their retirement plan. Why does that happen? Why do people act against their own ideas of common sense?
Well, I think because they kind of have an illusion of being diversified. So the first thing I do in a CPR, a complete planning review, is an analysis of somebody's portfolio, looking for unknown or unnecessary risk. So I think about a radio listener who came in this past winter. She had a $500,000 rollover. She had 28 different mutual funds. And in that analysis, what we found out that it had an almost perfect one-to-one correlation with the S&P 500. So in other words, she had so diversified herself into a position where she would have gotten the same result if she would have just bought an S&P 500 indexed fund. Well, she was paying about a 1% expense ratio for those different mutual funds, and she was paying an advisor a management fee. So she was paying way too much for no diversification. And what she really had was just the illusion of being diversified.
Okay, one more, and we'll be through with this whole list. This list goes on forever because we've all heard these things our entire lives, and they're just common sense, which is kind of the topic of our conversation here, except people exhibit uncommon sense. Market timing is virtually impossible. As far as I know, David Dickens does not have a crystal ball, and neither does anyone else. And it's just not common sense to think that anybody's going to be able to predict what's going to happen in the market and be able to time it perfectly every time. Yet, I'm sure a lot of people expect you to do just that.
Well, they do, and they expect that somebody can do that. And a lot of times it's, you know, based on what they hear on TV. I think the reason is that there's this excitement wrapped around winning, and then there's this fear of losing. So anytime the market goes down 3 or 4 or 5 or 6%, there's this fear that it's going to turn into a 40%er. So they get out. And then the market hits a new high and they get this excitement about wanting to be a winner. So they put more money in than they actually should. Ron, our goal for the majority of our clients is to be invested when the market is in a clear uptrend, move a large percent of that money to safety when we're in a clear downtrend. Our main indicator that we use, so this is not market timing, this is trying to identify whether we're in a clear uptrend or a clear downtrend. So as you're listening today, I want to encourage you today, right now, to ask yourself this question. Do I really know how much of my retirement dollars, the money I've saved for retirement, do I really know how much of that I have at risk? And if not, I want you to get motivated to find out. If we at Kansas City Financial Advisors can help you with that, we would love to do that. Regular listeners know that we call that our financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. And I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.